difference then, isn't it? A different sort of horsey.
Well, he fell in love with that one at Cambridge before, didn't
That's right. He did.
That was a bit of a weirdy one.
Yeah.
About loves.
Hello.
You all right?
Yes, I was just about to go for a walk.
This isn't police business. I thought we might talk. Have you lived long in America?
Since just after we were married, Henry was offered a professorship.
What did you do?
I took a crash course in American literature and ended up teaching it. When Henry's illness was diagnosed, we came home to England. He wanted the peace and quiet.
Must have been a very difficult time for you.
In the beginning, yes.
Eh?
You can adjust to
Can
those
I park?
things.
Yeah, I might have a yogurt and a
Oh,
milkshake.
yeah, that's nice.
Suddenly.
A lot, I think.
I don't know.
We had a daughter, you know, Henrietta, and a grandson, Paul. They both died in a car accident 2.5 years ago.
Yes, I read about it. I'm very sorry.
Thank you. But tell me about you.
Nothing much to tell, really. After I left Oxford, I went into the army. When I came out, I joined the police force. And been there ever since.
You never married?
No. No, I never married.
I shall never regret what I did. Henry was an exceptional man. They haven't been so. What I'm trying to say is, it wasn't an easy decision.
Thank you.
When Henry's things have been sorted out, I shall be going away from here. I think you should know that.
It started out as a normal enough day, except that when I arrived, the phone wasn't working. Mr. Fallon asked me to report it, so I went to a public call box. In the afternoon, I went to the shopping at the usual time. I was gone about an hour. I left the house at 5:45, and I know Mr. Fallon was alive then because I waved to him at the study window. I take a shortcut to the road at the back of the house. I could see him.
Thank you, Miss Rogers.
Well, it's 109. 109. And I'm coming. I'm on road 2, but then when I get to 7, it's 107.
We were very,
that must
very
be County wrong.
Alright.
Henry loved America.
I said I must be County
he
wrong.
Loved his work. They were happier than any couple had a right to be.
Would you describe, Mrs. Fallon, if you could, your husband's state of mind immediately prior to his
Well,
death?
You can't be beating me.
I'm not beating you.
Winding.
What?
Oh no, I'm doing the wrong one. I'll be 105. I've done it all my rows. I've come down instead of going across. I'll be 105.
A bit more here. Yeah.
Thank you, Mrs. Fallon.
No, I'll see what I've done there.
Yeah. I would now like
Is that him?
Pathologist in charge of the post-mortem examination to take the stand.
I swear that the evidence I shall give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All
there was a young boy there, wasn't there?
Suicide.
Young boy?
Never any dad, was it?
I don't remember
Suppose
that.
Not. Still very hard on Mrs. Fallon, huh?
Well, not a young boy, but a young man.
What did he say there?
But I
Excuse
know.
Me, Rose.
Because when he was talking with his wife on the phone.
That must have been quite an ordeal for you.
feast is over with.
How long will you be staying?
A week or so. Henry wanted the college to have his books and papers.
This is hardly the right moment, I know, but since we've so little time, I thought perhaps we might see each other. Please, it would mean a great deal to me.
I shall probably be a very poor company.
Doubt that. Can I call you then? In a day or two.
If you like.
You know, it kind of explains things, isn't it? Losing a woman like that, I think I might turn a bit sour myself.
No!
Sorry, Lewis. What did you say?
Nothing, sir. I made a bad joke, that's all. Shall we go?
Well, you go. You go. I'll,
That'd be rude, wouldn't it?
Hmm. You realise,
though.
Well, Lewis is supposed to be a thick one, anyway.
I like him, though.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the thick one of the two, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh. What's that? What name is?
The brother-in-law.
Who's the woman?
Don't know. I've got the hand.
Not this evening, Lewis Shaw, if there was something pressing. Sort of Dr. John Marriott wants us to call Anthony.
You know him?
Well, I do and I don't. Well, I've heard of him, but I can't place where. Anyway, he's Henry Farland's GP, apparently. Big night, eh?
Well, I'm going to listen to some music, Lewis. With Mrs. Farland.
I'm all by myself, as a matter of fact. Make up for the knitting bee, Dame Bark. Saloons, Indian restaurant just opened up. Not steak and baked spud by myself, but Mrs. Lewis likes to live on the culinary edge, as it were.
You and Mrs. Lewis have a fine
Thank you, sir. You too.
Nice to go out for a meal, that'd be nice.
What, with rosemary in
there? Yeah.
Oh, I think so. I mean, they're all good companies by the looks, aren't they?
That's the same.
It's a different night, isn't it?
You don't go out for meals, do you?
Oh, that's what you've got. I'll have to take us out. Perhaps I'll pick us up.
Well, you might find that they might want a drink. Because Margaret's only up the top there, isn't she?
Yeah. Or get your father to run his own taxi guy.
I hate how some women always look eloquent with their scarf straight down their neck.
No.
That's all it is.
I know, some people can wear them, some people can't. That's all that is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bowl of fruit then.
When we go to the Caribbean, Mum.
Oh.
It was very moving.
Yeah, every day, isn't it?
I'm surprised. Wasn't too little a favourite of yours?
No, it's surprising to find you. I'm still receptive to it. I'm sorry, I'm being morbid.
No. We need to mourn. Perhaps you would feel guilty about having survived our loved ones. You mustn't punish yourself, Susan.
Life is gone.
I think that's what I'm trying to say. Henry's GP, Marriott?
Yes.
He's asked to see me. Really, I did what?
No, I haven't spoken to him since before Henry died. I thought he'd be at the inquest.
What's my name?
No, thank you.
No, I'm fine, thanks. You said you were going away. Can you tell me where?
I'm not sure yet.
There are worse places than Oxford.
That must be a little pub then, that Red Royce thing, is it?
Lost a great deal here.
Yeah.
So have I.
Yes.
Sorry, that was unfair.
I don't know if you've ever been there before.
Did
Did you hate me? When I left you? I hate you.
My God, Susan. Would you like to go?
Yeah, that's a nice air star if you feel it like it.
You see, the trouble is, you've got to get it all one way.
You like me poor company, I'm sorry. Good night.
Where am I, Marty? We get 8:30. What's the time?
Yeah, right. Set it off now.
What did I say it was? Started actually, he's all talking, isn't he? That's the trouble.
Well, son-in-law's trying to hide something.
Yeah, I didn't realise who he was actually.
The wife that isn't. The wife is another story.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think he's trying to hide something. Well,
but there was a young boy though.
No, I didn't see him.
Because while he was phoning, you know that the boy said you can get a telephone fit, a special telephone.
No, that's right. That was the BT man. British Telecom man.
I see.
He was repairing the
of course
telephone.
But some...
I don't bloody know that story.
Some boy or somebody cut the phone. You saw that at the beginning.
No, I didn't. I didn't see that.
Surely,
yeah. You know, can I make better copies? Can I just faster average copy? You can do whatever you want inside the time. Maybe you and the other half don't do whatever you want. Yeah, that's BT, man. Of course.
He comes around and said, if you want a... You can have a special pair of...
Yeah, that's right.
We want to know who this other woman is, don't we? Because she wasn't the nurse. She walked in halfway through the inquest.
But the one with the
son-in-law,
is it? Oh yeah, that was her daughter, wasn't it? Yeah. Her daughter died.
And the son.
And the grandson. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Let's see what I've got with it. Please. I have a black one, so something different. I think I've had all the mango ones. Might not have done though. What? Yeah, I'll have a mango then, please.
Nine left.
We got 9 left now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
1st of March.
We've got to watch the... We're going to go to town on the 1st of March.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Saturday then, isn't it? Did I say?
Yeah.
Is your husband like him too much longer? I just want some wood.
His last patient out, he was.
gives them plenty of
What?
Stopped his wife.
Could you fix Mr. Hall with an appointment for next week, thanks, Helen? Chief Inspector Morse.
Yes.
Sorry, Sir Chap, did you want to come through? Henry's condition was quite rare, Chief Inspector. Only about a dozen or so cases in the UK annually. I've been monitoring his condition every week for the last 3 years. This is Henry's signature. It's a crude but effective indicator. You can see the degeneration is quite marked.
He's been asleep, couldn't have pulled the trigger.
I don't understand the significance of that.
Well, I have absolutely no doubt that Henry Fallon intended to take his own life, Chief Inspector. We discussed it on the balcony. I also personally believe that this is right. You may or may not know that I am a member of an organization which espouses dignity.
What? Sorry, sir. Dignity is your organization. I read about you in the local paper.
You know, I make no secret of my views. Some people will say a doctor has no business in holding them. Well, it's when I heard how Henry did it that I became curious. You see, Henry may have been able to hold a spoon to his mouth, but it's almost certain that he couldn't have held a gun to his head and pulled the trigger.
You sure about that?
Well, as I say, I'm almost certain.
Well, it's a pity you didn't come forward sooner, Doctor, at the inquest, for example.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, but I was all against that.
Have I saw Mrs. Murray?
Yes, well, Helen's never been one for salmon fishing. This is a shared practice, Inspector. It's really possible to find her.
This information could have serious implications.
Yes, I realize that. I felt it was my responsibility to make my views known.
I'd like our own medical people to have a look at the material, if you don't mind.
Certainly, Chief Inspector, and I would like it back. I'd be interested to hear what your colleagues think of my evidence.
So will I, Doctor, believe me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
They're really quickly. Then your grips.
You're at the inquest. Why?
I was curious.
Well, now the story ought to begin, then, doesn't it?
That leaves us. It leaves us looking like bloody fools, Chris. But where does it leave Peter Rhodes? Oh, for heaven's sake, Morse. You said it was suicide. The coroner said it was suicide. Another DP comes out from Bender, is waving a few sheets of A4 and everything's up in the air. I'm not saying we should turn a blind eye, but isn't it a little bit tenuous? What about people think?
The pathologist had the material since last night, and we're seeing him later today.
We're not going to look good news. No, not good at all. I'm going to let the chief constable, I think. If I ever get there, how am I supposed to come in? But our suicide isn't a suicide after all, and we are now embarked on a full-blown murder investigation.
Hardly
enough. If it is murder, there's only one suspect. Who?
Fallon's son-in-law, Peter Rhodes.
Fallon's nurse saw him alive at 5:45. Rhodes was there instead.
The random man wouldn't have had time to fake a suicide. The gun was kept in a drawer, out of sight. Peter Rhodes knew that. It's difficult to see how anyone else could have done it. He didn't ask.
Well, I suppose that's something. A prime suspect that will be the sure of crime if we get it in. You can tell that.
I'm reading a bit of college now, I suppose.
At last.
No, I don't know.
Well, it's 7 till 8.
Yeah.
Or 7 till 9.
Yeah, maybe
they're all. You seem to be putting rather other faith in it. Yes, sir. I never thought of that.
Desmond. Same as that.
Yeah.
Sergeant Lewis, I thought you might have been accustomed. You're not here to buy, are you?
Not on my salary, sir. Not unless your antiques come in flat pack.
They are a bit pricey, I'm afraid. It's the nature of the business.
Scriking kid's gonna start next door again. It's gotta be the girl. That'll be the bloody girl that don't live there. I bet they go on to about living the pot tonight. They live in each other's pockets, something terrible, don't they? They really do.
Because we
don't. I was here when Henry phoned. He asked me over at 6. I went there. Well, you know the rest, Sergeant.
Are you for something to tell a good mind? That's quite interesting. Cost a bit of cash, but
it'll cost another lot of cash.
But part of it, it won't though. Well, it will, but I mean, a lot of the wall space is taken up, tiles and all that. Isn't that much long wall space?
No, I suppose not.
What did you want to talk to me about?
Do you want him to do it all?
Mind you, if it's tongue and groove, he's done all this. Just fits inside each other, look.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you'd seen it before, it went out.
Wanted to talk about
There's little slots, and it just slots in.
He's a very serious young man.
Cough's easy.
You know him, Mark?
for God's sake!
She arrived in the morning. Rhodes is claiming that Fallon called him at 3 o'clock to ask him over. But how could he say? You know, Fallon couldn't have left the house to make a call. And if there was no call, what was Rhodes doing then?
Very beautiful.
When I saw it, I thought it would cheer you up a bit.
It has done. Thank you. I'll put it here, shall I?
Susan, you know if there's anything I can do, anything you need.
It's gonna be like this every
really,
week.
I only came to make sure you were alright.
Even when the kids aren't at school.
The police called round to see me.
What do they want?
They seem to think that there's some things to be cleared up about Henry. It was all very cryptic. They've not spoken to you then.
No. You seem worried by it.
No, I'm not worried, I just found it odd.
I'm sure it's nothing. Some oversight.
Yes, that's probably it. Pips in the lemonade, man.
That's because there are pips in the lemon, Master William.
Why don't you take them out?
That fluid has been strained and strained against us. Short of packing out them pips with my bare hands, I don't see what else I can do. No, will that be all?
Yes, that'll be all. Why does the Scots be so surly all the time?
You could always let him go if you're not happy.
Well, don't be silly.
Well, then. Now you'll both have to excuse me very much.
Of course. Sarah Morse. A policeman, eh? You've surprised me, I must say.
How so?
A writer. What was it you pegged as a future literary jet? Calm on the outside, but inside fairly heaving in all manner of passionate waiting to be expressed. Still, this gendarmerie business must be damned exciting. About a yarn or two before we go in.
I was rather hoping that you could give me some information, William.
Really? What about?
Peter Rhodes. Not enough about his business arrangements with Henry.
That's pretty odd, Morse. It's a bit odd to mull over a chap's pocketbook before the ashes are cold, don't you think?
Things may not be as straightforward as they seem. It's possible that Henry did not take his own life.
But you can't be serious.
I have to consider all the possibilities.
Well, Henry made him a loan. $30,000 to be paid in two parts.
Were both payments made?
No, they weren't. Henry was having second thoughts, as a matter of fact. He wasn't convinced he'd recover his money. He was planning to cancel the second payment.
Can he tell Rhodes?
Yes. He'd also informed his bank. He told them that he'd confirm when he'd spoken to Rhodes.
When did he tell Rhodes?
The night before he died. Henry felt very badly about it, of course, but he could be absolutely ruthless when he had to. Have you told her about this?
I thought she should be protected from it for as long as possible.
Yes, of course. You're a good man, Morse. I had hoped you'd come here for quite different reasons.
Okay.
Susie's still a young
girl. Wouldn't have been up there in our sitting room, wouldn't you?
The spark's gone from her, I know.
Couldn't have been here.
More like the animals.
I thought if anyone
and
could bring
the
her
animals
back to
bark on, and then it's just the same.
You could
be round your legs, couldn't they?
His part well in that soldier song.
Did he?
Yeah. Because he was company commander or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived the life of the army.
Really?
Yeah. His wife left him. Because he took no attention of her.
Mm-hmm. That's a thing.
They're fortunate, they're not.
Well, Ian's got like that, isn't it?
It's about Henry Fallon, Mr. Wills.
Oh, okay.
He knows
what he wants.
Yes. I don't see how important was the last instrument. It was very important to me. When I needed the money to tie me
in, you see.
I had a cottage for myself near Banbury, but that wasn't enough. I
needed a system still going out with it.
You
so this is the one out there. Yes. She said, I shall end up marrying you one day.
She told you?
Yeah.
Where'd it come to be then that they swapped sort of thing?
How Dawn and her never have got on.
Sorry?
Dawn and sister have never got on.
No, but I mean she was going out with Ian, so how come Ailey ended up?
I think they split.
Oh.
And then Dawn went her way, Ian went his, and they lived close together.
Mm.
He came back off army leave, He came back off army leave, and she was down the pub with a mum.
Mm-hmm.
She went over and spoke to him, and went out with him for a meal.
I told you Henry called me.
3 o'clock.
Yes.
Where did he call you from?
put it on the end of this one, can't I?
Yeah.
Hour and a half, an hour, an hour, isn't it?
I don't know, I mean, he's got him a bit early if it's him, it seems.
Well, no, he's got to prove it.
Yeah, he's got to prove it, yeah. That's an hour, isn't it?
The doctor comes into it somewhere. Mm. Or the doctor's wife.
Doctor's wife.
The perfect moment is on
the table. So how many would that mean with the work for a meal then?
A treat. No, it's
not
a meal.
Mm-hmm. That's a woman and her daughter. And a couple of rich no, I've got those, that's four. You and me. Treat. Six.
Six.
And
you're one
and
you're
one and I'm eight. And it has to be my special moment. Eight people, isn't it?
And there was somebody else, she said. See if somebody else.
Oh, yes, yeah, she did.
That was that party.
Ten. Maybe. I might have done anyway. Mm. I'm sure you'd have to look.
No question.
You couldn't not, could you?
Well, all you do is phone up.
Mm. I think I should end up buying one of those stainer lipsticks this week.
Yeah.
This, you know, these others are all right, but they don't last a minute.
truth, is it?
Peter, I tried to call home myself, but I couldn't get through.
I wonder whether it's the bloke that they had the meal with. Or what could be him.
This one.
Well, he said he believes in.
Look quite different with that short hair, don't it?
I know. I don't like it.
You'd be quite wrong to gloat, you know.
Have been in because if it did have a phone call, it's got to be a man's voice.
That's right.
Mrs. Marriott? Sorry if I kept you waiting.
No, thank you for coming.
We could have met in my office.
I'm used to people staring. Childhood accident. Remember the 5th of November, you know. As to our venue, this is public. Anyway, I like it here. I visit the church while my husband ministers to the sick.
You were asked to see me.
9 o'clock.
It's about. I can't believe he killed Henry Fannin, Chief Inspector.
You know Mr. Rhodes well?
His wife was John's patient.
Yeah. And because you're friends, you think he's...
I forgot every word about it. I knew I would.